Now, I want to go to another piece that you wrote, but when you began this journey, I guess, back in 2013, the futility of business ethics, you you mentioned a couple of stories that people may or may are probably familiar with. John Mackey of Whole Foods and Tom Monahan of Domino's. Now, when you were writing about John Mackey and about Tom Monahan, are you giving examples of men that tried to, and then Francois Michelin, who I assume was Michelin tires, of men that understood that it wasn't all about profit, that those nine things that you cited in the other piece, that they were as important as profit?
Yeah. I tried to talk about people who I know, and these three guys I know, and they have, I believe that all three of them have a sincere desire to see their company in a sense of creating goods that are truly good and providing services that truly serve. But they have the good of humanity, the good of the individual human person, not even just, you know, I think it's not enough to say, well, I'm for humanity. We should be for individuals. Otherwise, things become numbers and very impersonal.
Sure.
We should be for the individual person. And I think all these three guys are for the individual person. And, nobody is perfect, but I admire them, all three, because they say that the person comes first. We need person-centered companies. And, I mean, look, I go back when I work with, I do a lot of coaching for CEOs and companies and so on, and I often say, look, this is not a chicken and egg question. Is the company for the business, is the company for the people or the people for the company? You could take the company away and the people would still be there. You take the people away, the company wouldn't. So therefore, it's very clear who is for whom. The economy, does the economy exist for people or people for the economy? You can take the economy away and we'd still exist. But if we don't participate in the economy, it goes away. So we need to be clear of who the end is in this whole game. And that is always the human person. This, the entire economy, the entire business, the entire banking system, and all everything like this exists in support of the flourishing of the individual person. If you violate that, you're starting to turn things around and violate human dignity.